Together, written by Rivulet 027 and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker. Summary. Deppa suggests that Obi-Wan seek out support in teaching Anakin. Obi-Wan agrees. Obi-Wan wants nothing more than to crawl into bed and give in to this overwhelming press of exhaustion. Deppa sets a cup of tea in front of him, and he concentrates on it instead. He wraps his hands around it, letting the warmth seeping through to his hands relax him as he breathes in its fragrance. He closes his eyes. Deppa takes a loud slurp of her tea. Obi-Wan sighs and fixes her with a weary look. She wrinkles her nose and raises her eyebrows. He sighs again. You know, usually when a Padawan loses their master, they visit the mind healers, not get knighted and get handed a Padawan themselves, she comments. Obi-Wan's teacup rattles against the saucer, and he folds his hands in his lap. I really was looking forward to enjoying that tea. Deppa makes a non-committal noise and sits back in her chair. She's going to wait him out until he gives her what she wants. You could just ask, he prods. She arches an unimpressed eyebrow. You look like Mace when you do that. I was his Padawan, she says. Obi-Wan looks mournfully down at his tea. It's been so long since Deppa made him tea. I'd let you drink your tea in peace and question you afterwards, but then you'd drag out the whole process until Anakin gets back, and then we won't be able to talk. That's the right idea, isn't it? If you're not going to go to a mind healer, Deppa bargains, then you can at least talk to a friend. It's tempting to say he'll go to the mind healers, but then Deppa will insist that they go right now, and there's tea to drink. He picks up his cup again. It's no less warm, and it still smells fantastic, but it doesn't feel as comforting as it did a few moments ago. Where is he anyway? Anakin, Obi-Wan asks, before taking a sip of his tea. Obviously, Deppa answers, before taking a sip of her tea. Obi-Wan sighs. The newly appointed chancellor has taken an interest in his well-being since... That's odd, isn't it? Obi-Wan shrugs. Anakin helped save Naboo, if... Deppa takes a very pointed sip of her tea. Obi-Wan really wants a nap and to not have to think for a few hours. He drinks his tea instead. If it helps to have someone else take him for a few hours, then why? She's going to suggest that he not keep Anakin as his Padawan, that it might be easier for Anakin to catch up if he was around children his own age. Maybe she'll even say it's selfish that he's taking responsibility for a child who still has so much to learn. And he knows she's right, knows that he doesn't have the experience as a teacher, and there are others who could probably be better instructors for Anakin, but Anakin is giving him a reason to get out of bed in the morning and keep moving forward. Obi-Wan doesn't want to believe that his grief would weigh him down, that he'd let it consume him, but he's having a difficult time letting go of it. Qui-Gon wanted me to, he says, because it's a simple enough fact, and he's not ready to give voice to his doubts. I wasn't going to suggest that you give Anakin up, Deppa soothes. He's had a lot of rapid changes in his life recently, and another likely would not be healthy for him. He's got to feel overwhelmed already. What I'm trying to suggest is that you accept some help from time to time. Master Sinube enjoys teaching the younglings how to meditate and work on lightsaber skills. He occasionally teaches students one-on-one when they want more practice. There are other masters who are technically inclined, which you've said Anakin is too. A little one-on-one instruction with Aegon or... Aegon? You think they wouldn't bond over Aegon's distaste for slavery? Good point, Obi-Wan concedes. I don't even know how to broach the subject with him. Aegon will be blunt, and that might help you figure out what traumas Anakin is dealing with, Deppa continues. Obi-Wan stares down at his tea. it's easier to tell her this way. Sometimes I can't tell if the grief I'm feeling is mine or his. She says his name. She sets her tea down, but doesn't give him time to set down his before she's wrapping her arms around him. You're going to make me see the mind healers, aren't you? Both of you need therapy, Deppa says. Obi-Wan makes a considering noise before he navigates taking a sip of his tea around her arms. She smacks him on the shoulder. He feels himself smile. He almost wants to laugh. Anakin's grip on his hand tightens. Obi-Wan glances down, and Anakin leans into his side. His eyes are wide as he takes in the vastness of the archives. My mom made sure I knew how to read, Anakin says in a soft voice. Obi-Wan doesn't know how to address the ache that accompanies the words. Anakin wets his lips and looks up at him, a sudden stubborn set to his jaw. I can read in basic and Hatese. Are there other languages you want to learn? Obi-Wan asks. We could start there. I'm allowed. There's wonder on his face again. Jocasta joins them. After she introduces herself, she addresses Anakin's question. Some access is restricted, but for the most part, you can access a great number of subjects. Would you like me to show you how our catalog system works? How often am I allowed to come here and read? Anakin asks. A lot of things can be transferred to your datapad, Jocasta reassures. Did you bring yours? It's in my bag. Jocasta nods as she takes in Anakin's backpack. He always brings it with him. He keeps his datapad in it, and whatever bit of tech that's caught his interest. He's begun figuring out which snacks pack easily too, and is never without. From what Obi-Wan can gather, it makes Anakin feel safer to have supplies with him. Jocasta holds out her hand. How about we find one thing you'd like to read to learn, and one thing you'd like to read for fun? Fun? Anakin asks. He glances at Jocasta's outstretched hand, and then up at Obi-Wan. I'll be back to pick you up after my appointment, Obi-Wan reassures. Anakin nods and starts to reach out for Jocasta's hand, but stops to dart over and gives Obi-Wan a quick hug before he takes Jocasta's hand and lets himself be led into the archive. Jocasta makes a shooing motion at Obi-Wan, and Anakin turns back to wave before he looks up at Jocasta and asks another question. Jocasta smiles. Satisfied that Anakin will be preoccupied, Obi-Wan leaves for his therapy appointment. When he picks up Anakin, he's practically bouncing with excitement. He thanks Jocasta for helping him and gives her a hug goodbye. Anakin waits until they're out of the archives to tell him, Master Nu let me check out 5 holonovels. I got one on Astromax and another on ship design. Obi-Wan smiles. Tara Sunube does agree to give Anakin one-on-one lessons in meditation, which also somehow involves not just teaching him meditation techniques, but also stories about all the criminals he helped catch when he was younger. Yoda finds time in his schedule to go over lightsaber techniques with Anakin every other day. They're both skills that Obi-Wan is teaching him, but Anakin seems to benefit from having multiple instructors that encourage him to ask questions. Do you know how to swim? Kit Fisto asks as he squats down to be eye level with Anakin. Anakin wrinkles his nose and looks back at Obi-Wan. It's a valuable skill, Obi-Wan tells him. I read about swimming, but I haven't tried it yet, Anakin confesses. Kit leans in toward Anakin to whisper, still loud enough for Obi-Wan to hear, How about I teach you how to swim, and then later in the week you can give me an excuse to go to the aquarium? We'll tell Obi-Wan it's a reward for you learning how to swim. Anakin comes back hungry, exhausted, but looking forward to swimming again and figuring out what exactly an aquarium is before Kit takes him there in a few days. He's at the aquarium the next time Palpatine wants him to visit, and Obi-Wan makes apologies for Anakin and promises a call when Anakin gets back. Once he's back, Palpatine and Anakin talk briefly over the comm as Obi-Wan fixes them a snack. Palpatine tries to plan a time later in the week for them to visit, but Anakin tells him, Master Kohler is going to take me flying. Or, Master Nu and Ayla are going to help me practice my Twi'leki. Or, I have therapy. Or, I have a lesson with Master Dieth and Tay that day. And they can't find a time that works for either of them. Obi-Wan takes a seat across from Mace and smiles at the cup of tea Mace has waiting for him. He's not sure how Mace will take his request, so at least the tea is soothing. Mace doesn't pick up his own tea. Obi-Wan tilts his head. "I'm suddenly not sure that my request is the only reason you agreed to meet with me," he realizes. Mace's lips quirk up. Perceptive. "Ah, thank you." Obi-Wan smiles slightly as he takes his tea and tries it. His smile widens before he takes another sip. "Chancellor Palpatine has contacted Yoda and I to complain about Anakin's lack of free time," Mace tells him. Obi-Wan frowns. "I didn't think it was odd that he wanted to spend time with Anakin until Deppa said something. He's given several compelling reasons why we're not allowed to restrict his access to Anakin," Mace informs him with a dour tone. "That's..." Obi-Wan grimaces and sets his tea down. "Yes," Mace agrees. Obi-Wan leans back in his chair, grateful that it's comfortable. "I wanted to talk to you about Anakin's mother. I've sent you some of the reports from his therapy. They believe that he would benefit from the presence of his mother," Mace surmises. "At the very least, it would give him peace of mind if he knows she's no longer a slave," Obi-Wan says. Mace nods. "I've contacted Queen Amidala to get a better idea of where Shmi would be located. She requested to send one of her handmaidens with credits to assist us in brokering a deal. I suppose that's better than letting Master Kuller or Dieth take it upon themselves to head out to Tatooine," Mace says. Obi-Wan arches an eyebrow. "I wasn't expecting that. They both like Anakin and have come to the same conclusion as his mind healers. The possibility of fighting a Hutt has nothing to do with this for either of them," Obi-Wan comments. "I'd much prefer they didn't. I'm sure they'd prefer they did." Obi-Wan picks up his tea. "I don't know what his mother will want to do afterwards. Likely something that doesn't give the Chancellor free access to her child." "Likely," Obi-Wan agrees. "Your proposal that she might accept a job at the temple or be force sensitive herself and would benefit from some training has merit," Mace tells him. "It was a compelling argument." "But you have another idea," Obi-Wan surmises. "Actually, Yoda has another idea, and I agree with him, but Anakin is your Padawan, so we wanted to discuss it with you." Obi-Wan raises his eyebrows as he looks around the office before giving Mace a pointed look. Mace pinches the bridge of his nose. He's currently attempting to soothe the Chancellor's ruffled feathers. Obi-Wan nods and picks up his tea. There's a plan, likely multiple plans, and he's not about to let good tea go to waste. Master Nu says that Anakin is currently interested in researching older Jedi temples and might benefit from visiting some. She's already agreed to modify a learning program she already has to start at his skill level. It'd help him explore the history of different temples and gather some information about their current state for the archive. And several of these are within traveling distance of Tatooine. A whole tour of the Outer Rim Jedi temples, Mace clarifies. That could keep us busy for some time, Obi-Wan comments. Taking Deppa's advice to foster one-on-one time with other masters and students has helped the temple to start to feel like home to him. I don't want him to lose that. Mace nods, then suggests, perhaps if you take Master Kuller with you. We're both taking time in the flight simulators with Anakin, Obi-Wan says neutrally. He's got a natural aptitude for it. We could start with Kuller, then rotate in and out other instructors he's been working with, Mace suggests. Which can eventually extend our mission if we need to, and if his mother agrees. Mace agrees, then picks up his own tea, and asks, how have you been? I'm doing better, Obi-Wan tells him. Mace smiles slightly. Good. Deppa was worried. Ready? Obi-Wan asks. Anakin nods. I double-checked my backpack before I left. You triple-checked and added more snacks. Anakin grins and bounces on his toes as he studies the ship they'll be taking. Do you think we'll see R2? We can ask, Obi-Wan says. Anakin! The two of them turn to see Ayla and Tay rushing towards them, with Master Dieth following at a more sedate pace. Anakin looks up at him. Obi-Wan smiles. Go. Say goodbye to your friends. I'll check on Master Kuller. Agen is in the cockpit, going over their flight plan. Obi-Wan raises his eyebrows when he sees the booster seat Agen's put in the co-pilot's seat. He's not ready to fly us out of Coruscant yet, but he can at least co-pilot, Agen tells him. We could swap him to pilot after we clear the planet, Obi-Wan agrees. Help him double-check the navicomputer and pull the lever. Agen grins. He'll like that. Anakin bounds in, slightly breathless. They promised to come and, do I get to be co-pilot? Yes, Agen tells him. Anakin lets out a whoop of excitement as he finds a place to strap his backpack in. Obi-Wan laughs and assists him in getting into the seat. He lets Agen take the pilot's chair and settles behind Anakin to answer any questions he might have. He feels settled and ready to explore this next adventure with his Padawan. The end.